This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.
Now listen. Kids say.
Yeah, time for another round of stuff kids say. This is where we dive into the brains of my children and see if we can work out exactly what is going on in there.
Which we can't ever because they don't even know what's going on.
That is absolutely correct. I don't even know what's going on in my brain most of the time, so my kids have no chance whatsoever. For those that are uninitiated, I have two, Sam who's six and Adam who is four. Now, as it turns out, it's strange that two kids only 2 years apart can be completely different.
Yeah.
Sammy, redhead, picky eater. Adam is not a redhead and will eat all the pies.
Why does it matter about their hair colour?
I don't know. I just thought I'd throw that in there. But just
just to differentiate.
Yeah. They're completely different.
Yeah.
All right. That's what I was aiming at there. Nothing against redheads at all.
No, he's gorgeous.
My wife, a wonderful redhead. Anyway, let's get back to the business, shall we? So, completely different. Yeah. Adam eats everything. Sammy, well, he eats nothing. And we're at the stage now where because we're going on holidays at the end of this week, we're trying to do the whole threats to keep him in line and to keep him eating.
Are
essentially
they empty threats? Is that the problem?
It could be the problem, yes. But we're still giving it a go. Now, we're a bit out from Christmas, so we're not doing the Santa Claus not visiting type scenario as a threat
yet. Too soon.
Too soon. So the holiday is sooner. It's coming up next week. So we're going camping. We're going to the beach. And I thought, well, in order to get Sam, the six-year-old, to eat, I might throw a threat at him, that threat being, you're not going on holidays with us. You can stay at home alone.
Oh, that's so mean.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? And I thought it would work a treat. I'm like, oh, he'll eat up all his dinner. That'll be fine. Well, as it turns out, not so much. Check this out.
Mate, if you don't do what we say, you end up not coming on holidays with us. What are you going to do if you're stuck home alone?
Do whatever I want.
What?
Eat chocolate all day.
Yeah, but you'll be by yourself. Won't you be lonely?
No.
Why not?
Because of the dogs and our next door neighbours.
Yeah, but won't you miss us? We'll go to the beach without you.
That's fine with me.
So what else will you do if you're stuck here by yourself while we're on holidays?
I would build my own treehouse.
Using what tools?
Hammer.
And?
Nail.
One nail.
Good luck building a treehouse with one nail. Make sure it's done by the time we get back.
Who needs you guys when I've got chocolate, the dogs, and a treehouse?
That's right. It actually sounds like a perfect world.
It doesn't it?
I might stay home too.
It's becoming more and more common for women to keep their maiden name in marriage.
Yep.
You know, back in the day, it was a norm for women to take the men's name, and so the family was a unity under one name.
There was a hyphenated business that
goes
on.
There was a hyphenated phase, wasn't there?
Yeah.
These days, you can just change your name completely. Like just half of your name, half of his name,
mush
it together and start a new name. Why not? But there has been a study that's been done because scientists wanted to know what the ramifications were in terms of people's outlook on the man if the woman doesn't take his name.
Yeah, right.
And I found the results kind of interesting because in the article, they're kind of putting it in a negative light and they're saying that the new study suggests that the change in that women using their own name does change the way people look at the husband.
Yeah.
Men whose wives decide not to change their surname are perceived as being more feminine and having less power in the relationship, as well as being less able to look after the woman.
Right.
And I'm like, but
didn't think that was,
why is that a bad thing?
Yeah.
Not like the femininity part I find really odd.
Mm.
Like, why does it take away their masculinity? That's weird. But in terms of the power, like, they should be equal partners in a relationship.
Yep.
So why does a man need to be seen as having more power? I think that's actually where the world is wrong.
Yeah. Well, let's just have a look at my relationship for an example.
Okay, let's.
You look at myself, you look at my wife. We stand there side by side. We're a loving couple. Who do you think has the more power? When you look in the relationship, who emanates the more power out of the two of us? Be honest.
Yeah, your wife.
Yeah, clearly. By a long way.
I was going to try to sugarcoat it, but
there is no way to sugarcoat it.
Your wife 100% holds the power.
She does. Very much so.
And she took your name.
She took my name.
So there is absolutely no truth in the fact. No, exactly. But if she didn't take your name, would people on the outside perceive it differently? Would they, you know, if they didn't know the two of you, they would assume that she had more power, and that's a correct assumption.
Absolutely, 100% correct assumption.
So it's not
it's
actually
spot on.
A
it
bad
had nothing
thing.
To do with taking the name or not. It's
no.
just who she is.
No, I totally agree. But there was a really cool little quote at the end of this article. Someone who agrees with me is not against the whole woman keeping their own name situation, and they said, you know, the marital surname tradition is more than just a tradition. It reflects subtle gender role norms and ideologies that often remain unquestioned despite privileging men. Right. You know, it's one of these traditions that is all about the man having the power, the man having the right to keep his own name, the man owning the family.
Yep.
But people just see it as a tradition and they just do it without thinking about it.
Yeah.
But it's totally against equality.
It is.
100%.
Yeah.
And so, you know, maybe we do need to start changing our minds about these things. And as we just mentioned,
it doesn't
actually have an impact on the relationship in some circumstances anyway.
No, absolutely correct.
Tell us something we don't know.
The challenge is on for you to tell us something we don't know on 13, 12, 16. An Iron Jack pack up for grabs, including the Iron Jack. There's also a $50 BCF voucher and an Iron Jack T-shirt. You've got to be 18 or over, of course, to win this one.
We've got some other prizes of other T-shirts as well, but let's not focus on them. Let's not focus on the negative. And let's find out if someone can tell us something we don't know.
We got William on the line, mate. Tell us something we don't know.
Yeah, good morning. Look, I just wanted to know if you knew what the word Badua means or stands for.
Is that the butt washer?
No, Badua.
That's a bidet.
Oh. Similar.
No, probably not even close. Gab, Badua.
I got nothing.
It's not ringing any bells here. So what is it?
It's in our local region, and it's actually an Aboriginal word for hawk.
I feel like I've been really offensive now.
Yeah.
I did not realise that.
Unintentionally, so
I didn't realise that. I apologise.
I think that's okay. I'm not entirely sure, but we're hoping that's okay. Well, that is something we did not know,
William.
So congratulations, mate. That Iron Jack pack is yours.
Fantastic. Thank you.
And now we have Ian on 13, 12, 16. Ian, what is your fact that we wouldn't know this morning?
Did you know there was a pinhead with a painting of a whole town on?
There was somebody's painted a whole town on the head of a pin. Dab, did you know that? I've heard of that, and people are also... Write like whole books on grains of rice and all that kind of stuff.
Serious?
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. So, Ian,
who has that much patience?
Did you know who did it?
No.
Another trick.
Hey, you get it, Cam?
I get it, but that's not a fact.
No, it's not.
That's a joke.
Yeah, it's a joke. But still, it's okay, but not good enough to win, mate, because we knew the fact part, not the joke part. But thank you very much for the call.
And now for the final one today, Izzy, tell us something we don't know.
Do you know if all the sun's energy could be harnessed for 1 second, it would power the United States for 9 million years?
Wow.
I didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that either, to be honest. I didn't know that. But Izzy, well done on... Where are you reading that from? Is that just a Google thing?
No, it's off a book.
Ah, lovely.
People still read books?
Wow. Izzy's bringing back the book.
That is awesome. You, Izzy, get a T-shirt. Unfortunately, we only have one size, which is large, so it might have to be a sleep shirt.
Yes.
Or a nightie at that. But which would you like, ye or naught?
Ye.
Ye. How dare ye.
Fashion blogger Nadia Bartel is getting a lot of hate online at the moment because her and her hubby Jimmy have jetted off to the Maldives, having a fabulous holiday, but they've left their 2-year-old son at home. They're having a couple's romantic retreat without their kid, and everyone is just shocked. They're shocked that they could do it. They're shocked that they could go away and leave him behind.
Yeah, that's right. We want to know what you think. I mean, it's something that... I guess as a parent, you entertain the thought of doing, but I just don't know if I really could. Weekends away are fine, but, you know.
I feel like I'll be very similar to Nadia.
Yeah, right. Okay. Just leave the kid wherever.
Right, okay. Mom, you've got the kid this weekend.
13, 12, 16 is the number. Hello, Hit FM. Who's this?
Hi, this is Bron.
Bron, what would you go on holidays without the children?
So we go on holidays pretty much like every year without the kids. The year before last, we went to Bali for 10 days. This year, like just the start of the year, we went to America for 10 days. It's really good. The kids don't appreciate it anyway. Well, they do while they're there, but they don't remember it. So we've got a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old. And what's the point in paying for an airplane ticket when they're not going to remember it anyway? Mm.
And do you find that it's really good for your relationship as well?
Yeah, it's great. We do so much sightseeing. And if you had children, you'd have to go back to the room and let them sleep in the afternoon. And, like, we find that we don't even, you know, we go to the room to sleep at night time and then do so much sightseeing during the day. So we don't even go back to the room. We don't have to eat at particular times. We don't have to do everything revolved around the kids. It's just all about us. So, yeah, we enjoy it. We love it.
So will there be plans later on down the track to take the kids on holiday with you, or do you think that this is something that you've started and you will continue to do and just leave the kids at home?
We will probably still have holidays together. As in go overseas and stuff together, just ourselves. But obviously when the children get a little bit older, like when they start to remember things. So, yes, we've got a 6-year-old and she's obviously starting to, you know, remember things as well. But, like, going forward, obviously we will definitely include them. But, yeah, for now it's just it's about us at the moment, which is good. And then we just leave the kids with the grandparents. That's why you have grandparents.
You know, I don't see anything wrong with this because a lot of parents are very selfless for, like, you know, every other day of the year.
99% of the
year. When looking after the kids, you've got to be. So why not take that time to be selfish and have your time and just really enjoy it?
Yeah, we love it.
And I think Bron touched on the matter. That's what grandparents are for, too. So drop them and run. Drop the kids off at the door. Don't even open it. Just knock and bolt. See you in 10 days.
Exactly right.
Gab, you are the Christmassy person out of the two of us. You've already got your Christmas decorations up.
Oh, they're up.
Even though there is a law out there that says not until December the 1st.
What are you going to do, arrest
you've
me?
You've flaunted that law. You've gone, you know what? Bah, humbug to your... anti-Christmas ways.
It's true.
I am putting my gear up as soon as possible.
I'll put it up when I want to put it up.
Yeah, yeah. Would you keep it up all year?
No. I think that really ruins the fact that Christmas is one day of excitement. Like, you've got to contain it a little.
Well, there is a hot new Christmas tree trend, Gab, that is out there. It's being put all over Instagram, and I want you to guess as to what it is, the hot new Christmas tree trend.
Well, it has to be something hipster if it's new.
Mm.
So I'm going to assume that it's the baubles in the beard scenario.
Yes. Well, that's been around for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go no on that one. But I don't know if you'd ever guess this one, but instead of a Christmas tree, maybe you just don't like the idea if you get a fresh Christmas tree of cleaning up all the pine needles or putting one together if you use a fakie.
Yeah.
Because that takes some time.
It does.
And all that kind of gear. No, using a step ladder. So you
get seen that.
You get a ladder out of the shed. As long as it...
it has to be a pretty one.
No, and then you cover it in tinsel and the lights and all that kind of stuff, but a standard ladder underneath.
Oh.
But you bling it up with all your Christmas-style bling and then away you go. And it's simple. It's easy.
How do you hang ornaments?
You just hook them on the edges of the ladder or... because the ladder has the steps on there, you just balance them on each of the steps. You put some of your ornaments on there and then you sit your little Christmas star up the top. And you know what the good thing is?
How does the star balance on top?
You just rest it up on top, Gab. I don't know, use blue tack. I don't care.
This doesn't seem very practical. You're saying it's an easy option. It sounds really hard.
I didn't say it was easy. Oh. I just said it was a hot new Christmas tree trend. Yes, there's some work involved, but how about the benefits, all right? You don't have to try and get somebody to give you a lift up to put the star on top of the tree or anything like that. If you've got a tall tree, you can just walk up the stepladder. It's great. If you need to change a light bulb...
you just move the tree.
You move the tree. There are so many wins involved. Would you give it a go next year,
Gab?
I know you've got your Christmas tree up already, but next
sounds
year...
sounds dumb.
I think it's a great idea, and I reckon that's something that I'm going to do this Christmas.
I'm a shorty, and I still don't like it.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.